Still from Arua City, the Uganda Financial Literacy Association, UFLA, launched the UFLL Arua chapter on Friday to empower the public with knowledge and skills for sound financial and investment decisions. This initiative represents a significant step towards decentralizing capital markets and advancing financial literacy efforts across the region. Speaking at the launch, UFLA Chairperson Daniel Ayebare underscored the importance of financial literacy as a foundation for inclusive economic growth.
This strategy is called Project Tekufuku, and it is simply about having financial literacy district chapters that are run by trained financial literacy trainers who live and work in those areas. The idea here is there is a training need in any district. There should be a close association of financial literacy trainers to deliver it. We believe that we have the capacity. A lot of people have gone through the right education. We're able to build the capacity for every district to handle its financial literacy demands. As you may all know, education is an equalizer. It's not just about growth. It's about inclusivity and equal access to information that will benefit the people at their levels. I ask you all to please support the chapter leaders.
The NRM chairperson Arua City, Zoe Bakoko Bakoru, appeals to the public to master basic financial skills such as saving, investing, managing expenses, and making informed lifestyle choices to build strong economic foundations.
Issues of financial literacy, especially the component of saving, if you don't learn the culture to save and how to spend money, it's not just going to disorganize your program at later age, but in case there are issues that happen, somebody is sick, where do you get the money? So people resort to asking for money from others. It means most of us who are the bread earners, our job is now to manage other people's issues.
The parish priest, Christ the King Church in Arua City, Father Pius Yobuta, urged the public to embrace meaningful financial management skills to achieve inclusive economic growth.
What I've realized is, even if money is given to us, plenty of money, we may not know how to use the money. We may not know how to handle money. Some people here in Arua used to be very rich, but today when they sit together, what do they say? Now they don't have the money. We really spend money. We spend money. We were drinking with the Muchomo. See how we are here. Most likely they don't know how to handle their money. And I've warned the people from my small experience, money gets finished. I believe very strongly. How much millions you have, it will get finished. If you don't finish it, you die, you leave it. So you must know how to manage your money.
The launch of the Arua chapter follows the successful establishment of regional financial literacy chapters in central, western, and eastern Uganda.